Hallo, ja, jetzt höre ich Sie.
Wie geht's Ihnen?
Ja, mir geht's gut. Wer ist denn dran?
Beatrix.
Beatrix, ja, Frau Beatrix.
Was geht? Das können Sie es reden oder sind Sie immer noch im Meeting?
Ich bin raus aus dem Meeting. Was gibt's denn, Frau Beatrix?
Wir haben gestern gesprochen zusammen.
Ja, und?
Oder?
Ja, und?
Können wir unsere Gespräche weitermachen heute oder nicht?
Was soll ich machen? Verstehe ich nicht.
Können wir unsere Gespräche weiterreden heute oder nicht?
Weiterführen heißt das.
Ja, genau.
Genau. Können wir unser Gespräch weiterführen? In Zucht und alles in Zucht
jetzt
und Ordnung.
Gerade.
Ja.
Okay. So. Also, es tut mir leid, entschuldige mich also wegen gestern, weil also ich hätte viel Termine, ehrlich. Und wirklich könnte ich nicht im Telefonat, also im Anruf bleiben.
Ja, ich bin auch Kunde. Sind mir die anderen Termine sind mir egal. Ich bin auch ein Termin, also müssen Sie sich Zeit mit mir nehmen.
Nein, Sie sind immer noch nicht ein Kunde bei mir. Die anderen haben mit mir investiert. Die sind wichtiger. Wenn Sie mit mir investiert haben, dann natürlich.
Ach so, die investiert haben, die sind wichtiger. Okay. Ja, das ist sehr.
Natürlich.
Das ist, ja, nö, das ist nicht gut. Das finde ich nicht seriösisch.
Warum? Mein Job ist also mit Investitionen zu arbeiten, nicht verkaufen zu machen, ja?
Ja, Investitionen, genau. Ja.
Investitionen zum Arbeiten, ja, zusammenarbeiten.
Ja.
Ich arbeite nur mit Kunden, die sind schon Kunden, also bei unserer Firma. Mit ihnen habe ich nur gesprochen, weil sie so ein ganzes interessantes Mann für mich sind.
Ein was?
Interessanter Mann.
Ich bin interessanter Mann, natürlich. Ich sehe gut aus, bin interessanter Mann. Hab eine polierte Eichel. Passt alles. Also, aber Sie wollen mir kein Foto schicken, ne? So waren wir ja verblieben.
Wenn Sie also WhatsApp hätten, dann würde gut sein.
Ach, lassen Sie mich in Ruhe mit WhatsApp. Jeder hat eine normale E-Mail auf dem Handy und kann per E-Mail auch ein Bild verschicken. Also erzählen Sie mir jetzt nichts von WhatsApp, ja?
Okay, wenn Sie nicht wollen, dann auch okay. Aber da ist meine Möglichkeit. Ich kann nicht meine
ich habe kein WhatsApp
E-Mail hier in meiner Arbeit.
Ach, natürlich, auf dem Handy, auf Ihr Handy, Ihr privates Handy. Können Sie doch auch Ihre E-Mails abrufen,
ja, genau,
erzählen Sie mir
das
nichts.
Kann ich nicht.
Ja,
das
doch,
kann
Sie.
Nicht. Natürlich,
doch.
Kann ich nicht, nein.
Natürlich, Sie haben kein privates
Arbeit
Handy.
Arbeit, persönliches Leben. Ich habe mein privates Handy natürlich, aber Arbeit ist Arbeit und persönliches Leben ist Außenarbeit.
Ja, aber Sie können mir trotzdem ein Bild schicken, wenn Sie mich als Kunde gewinnen wollen.
Also, wenn...
ja. Wie verbleiben wir denn jetzt?
Ihnen also
bevor wir Geflügelsalat essen oder die Hühner noch fangen müssen, wie verbleiben wir denn jetzt? Was können wir machen, um Geld zu verdienen? So, lassen wir es zum Punkt kommen. Zack, zack.
Okay, alles klar. Also, ich habe ein paar Planungen, die ich Ihnen gesagt habe. Ne?
Ein paar Planungen? Ich höre, ja.
Ja, mein bester Plan würde gut sein, also ein Diversified Portfolio zu eröffnen, ja, mit Ihnen.
Eine
so
was?
Ein bisschen da, Diversified Portfolio, Diversifikation.
Wissen Sie, was Diversify, ja, okay.
So, das bedeutet, in verschiedene Märkten zum Investieren, damit wir das
Märkten.
Risiko teilen können.
Märkten, nicht Markten.
Genau.
Märkten, ja. Okay, ja, kann ich machen.
Okay. Mhm. Sind wir also ein deutscher Unterricht jetzt, oder was?
Wenn es um Geld geht, dann bitte keine Fehler. Man muss richtig Deutsch sprechen. Sonst gibt es Missverständnisse und dann
also,
haben wir beide ein Problem.
Habe,
und dann sagen Sie, und dann, nicht unterbrechen, Moment, ganz ruhig. Das heißt, wenn wir einen Fehler machen oder was falsch verstehen, weil Sie es falsch aussprechen, dann mache ich einen Fehler bei der Investition irgendwo und dann haben wir den Salat. Und das, weil Sie das nicht richtig formuliert haben und ich Sie richtig verstanden habe. Verstehen Sie? Also müssen wir jedes Mal korrigieren, um sicher zu sein, dass es equitär im Rahmen der deutschen Grammatik prozentual auch passt. Verstehen Sie?
Nein, also es ist nicht so.
Nein. Ne?
Also ich habe mein Schule, Moment, lassen Sie mich ausreden. Ne? Ich habe meine Schule studiert auf Englisch, nicht auf Deutsch. Ne? Deutsch habe ich.
Dann müssen Sie mit deutschen Kunden machen, mit englischen Kunden machen, nicht mit deutschen.
Ich habe auch mit englischen Kunden gearbeitet und ich arbeite auch mit deutschen Kunden, weil ich habe ein Diplom für Deutsch, also B1 gemacht. Ne? Und das habe ich nur für Spaß gemacht, nur für meine persönlichen Ziele, nicht für dieses
Arbeit. Haben Sie denn kostenlos?
Und das hat alles oder? Gut gegangen. Und ja. Das hat bis jetzt alles gut gegangen. Ja, also das ist bis jetzt alles gut gegangen. Und mit der Grammatik, wir sind hier in keinem deutschen Unterricht. Und wenn ich also zum Beispiel einen Fehler mache mit der Grammatik oder mit den Wörtern in Deutsch, das hat nichts zu tun mit Ihnen, ne? Also weil wenn die Fehler werde ich machen, ne? Aber das wird nichts zu tun haben mit den Investitionen. Weil die Investitionen sind natürlich meine englische Plattform.
Nee, doch, das hat was damit zu tun. Wenn Sie B1 Unterricht Diplom gemacht haben, dann frage ich mich, haben Sie es kostenlos oder umsonst gemacht?
Bitte, nochmal?
Diese B1, was Sie machen, diese B1-Schein. Sie haben doch gesagt, ich habe B1 in der Schule gelernt, oder nicht? Oder wo?
Genau, in der Schule.
Ja, haben Sie das kostenlos oder umsonst gemacht?
Kostenlos.
Okay.
Das war nur
okay. Okay, also war kostenlos, aber nicht umsonst.
Ja. Nein.
Also nein, okay, aber Sie überlegen schon mal, ob es umsonst war. Das insinuiert der Flughafen, würde ich sagen, equitäre Diskrepanzen. Okay, das heißt, wenn Sie mir jetzt was erklären und ich verstehe das nicht, weil Sie es nicht richtig ausgesprochen haben auf Deutsch, dann mache ich was Falsches und dann haben wir ein Problem. Und nun?
Was für Falsches werden Sie machen? Was für Falsches werden Sie machen? Ich habe die Aktionen für Ihre Investition. Wenn Sie mit mir arbeiten werden, ich will zuständig sein für Ihre Investitionen. So, wenn Sie etwas nicht verstehen, Sie können mir ganz fragen, ne? ganz gerne fragen. Aber ich glaube, dass Sie verstehen alles. Nur es verärgert Ihnen, dass ich nicht also so richtig Deutsch spreche. Natürlich spreche ich nicht richtig Deutsch, weil ich kein Deutscher bin, ja?
Wo kommen Sie denn her? Wo kommst du her, Alison? Beatrix?
Ich habe das schon gesagt, aus Kanada.
Kanadien, sagen wir, nicht Kanada. Kanadien auf Deutsch heißt das. Genau. So. Okay, du kommst aus Kanada und kannst kein Französisch.
Nein, ich kann kein Französisch. Wie gesagt, ich komme aus Toronto, Ontario. In Toronto, Ontario, die Leute sprechen nur Englisch.
Toronto, Ontario. Ja. Okay. So, Schätzelein, dann machen wir einen Plan jetzt, wie können wir Geld verdienen?
Also Vermögensaufteilung, ne?
Mit
einer Investitionsstrategie, der das Geld auf verschiedene Anlagetragen, Aktien, Immobilien verteilt wird, um das Risiko zu managieren und die Renditen oder den Gewinn zu optimieren. Ja?
Um das Risiko zu was?
Zu Renditen oder Gewinn zu optimieren.
Optimieren, okay. Und die Risiken?
Um die Risiko zu managieren.
Managieren?
Ja.
Oh mein Gott. Du meinst minimieren?
Nein, managieren, nicht minimieren. Managieren.
Was ist denn managieren?
Risk Management.
Ja, dann sagen Sie doch einfach, genau. um die Risiken zu managen, wenn dann, und nicht managieren. Oh mein Gott.
Okay, wissen Sie was? Es geht nicht. Also, schönen Tag noch. Ciao.
Was geht nicht? Natürlich geht das.
Es geht nicht. Also, ich bin in einer deutschen Unterricht, nicht in ein Besprechung.
Was habe ich hier, Beatrix? Was habe ich dir vorhin gesagt, Beatrix? Ich habe gesagt, wenn ich etwas nicht verstehe, dann frage ich nochmal nach und korrigiere das, damit ich sicher bin, dass ich es richtig verstehe. Ich investiere doch nicht 15.000 Euro, wenn ich nur die Hälfte verstehe. Also da musst du mit leben.
Sie werden alles schriftlich bekommen. Sie werden alles schriftlich bekommen, Herr Kern. Sie werden alles schriftlich bekommen von einer Rechtsanwalter oder Anwalterin, ne, dass die wirklich richtig Deutsch kennt. Ne? Und alles
okay, also eine Rechtsanwalterin. Auch Deutsch sein. Ja, eine Rechtsanwalterin. Eine Rechtsanwältin. Dann. Oh Mann, ey. Das ist ja ein Sammelsurium hier an. Oh Mann, ey.
Okay. Ich habe nie gesagt, dass ich also 100% richtige Deutsch spreche. Und
das nein, das weiß ich ja.
Das ist für mich 100% egal. Wenn das für Sie so, so wichtig ist, dann Sie sind 100% rassistisch.
Dann bin ich was? Dann bin ich was?
Racist. You are racist.
Einmal, bitte, ich bin ein Rassist? Jetzt kommt die Keule auch noch. Jetzt kommt noch dazu. Jetzt willst du bestimmt noch sagen, ich bin Antisemit oder so, ne? Die Keule kommt dann auch noch. Oh mein Gott. Ich bin Rassist, weil ich dich korrigiere? Ich hab dich doch nicht kritisiert. Ja. Ich hab dich korrigiert. Das ist ein Unterschied. Ich hab mich nicht über dich lustig gemacht.
Ich werde Fehler machen, jeden Moment, weil ich den Deutsch nicht richtig kenne. Und das musst du damit leben.
Ja, und du musst damit leben, dass wenn jemand 15.000 Euro investiert, auch nachfragt, ob er es richtig verstanden hat. Verstehst du?
Du wirst alles richtig verstehen, weil du wirst alles schriftlich erstens bekommen. Du wirst die 15.000 Euro mit mir nicht einfach investieren, nur weil ich ein Wort zum Telefon gesagt habe. Ne? Alles wird schriftlich sein. Mit einem Deutsch, das du verstehen kannst. Natürlich ein offizielles Deutsch. Jetzt, Fähigkeit in Investition zeige ich nicht von meiner richtigen Deutschkenntnisse. Ich zeige von meiner Fähigkeit in Investieren, ja, in finanzielle Markt. Da. Und das habe ich gelernt in eine andere Sprache, in meine Muttersprache. Und natürlich den ganzen Welt, den internationalen finanziellen Markt funktioniert mit Englisch, mit englischen Termen, ne? Mit englischen Wörtern.
What's your mother language, sweetheart?
English.
Your mother language is English?
Yep.
Okay, let's keep it English. Okay, let's go. Come on.
Okay, so you're speaking English.
We can, of course. So tell me, what kind of business are you telling me about?
What? Excuse me, I don't understand.
What kind of business are you talking about? Let me know.
I'm talking about online investments.
All right. So what
have you understood me at all?
I have invested, of course, long years ago. You weren't born already.
Okay, I wasn't born already. Why? How old are you, Mr. Karen?
I'm old, sweetheart. I'm old. I'm older than you think, than you know. I could be your father, as I told you. But it's not important.
You could be my father.
I could, yeah, definitely. So, you speak English. Let's talk about business. I'm looking for a 7 or 8 figure investment. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you understand what I said?
Would you be interested in me a little bit, I think.
A little bit? But I told me English is your mother language. So what the fuck is going on now?
Here we go again.
Of course we go again. You told me English is your mother language.
Yes, it is. Can you repeat, please?
I told you for the third time, I'm looking for a 7-figure investment. At least 7-figure investment.
7-figure investment. Oh, okay. You're coming in strong. 7-figure investment. Okay. Okay. Would you be interested in U.S. Treasury bonds, for example?
No, I'm more into crypto, into special deals, you know, ETFs. This is what I'm looking for. Do you have this in your
on your
company? Do you provide this kind of investment?
Yes, of course we do. We provide a lot of investment strategies, okay? And we are expertised in 5 markets. So that would be cryptocurrencies too. Stocks, bonds, commodities, and forex. Indexes are also one of our expertises. Yeah? I would actually suggest for you, as I have said also in German, asset allocation and diversification. So asset allocation is in spreading so investments across different types of assets, such as equities, bonds, and real estate, so we can manage risk and optimize returns, as I said. A balanced allocation can also help reduce the impact of volatility and increase the chances of a better return over time. So I don't know if you're looking for long-term investments and a little bit of risk, but because cryptocurrencies are not that. If you're looking for cryptocurrencies, then I would say that you are looking for a big amount of profits in a short time, maybe?
Long-term investment.
So you are looking for a long-term investment?
Of course.
Okay. Then I would also suggest the diversification, as I said, and also value investing. With value investing, we could try in Bitcoin. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Bitcoin is always the top one cryptocurrency of the whole crypto network. And then we have also... Excuse me?
Bitcoin is gestogen.
Is what?
Gestogen.
I'm actually not understanding the
word. It doesn't matter. Keep going. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So, do you know what value investing is? Value investing.
Value investing. Tell me about it.
Yep. So, it's a strategy, that involves buying undervalued assets and holding them for the long term. Until the market eventually recognizes the true value of the asset, and there we will have some price appreciation, let's say. This would be about investments priced lower than their intrinsic value. So, for example, if we had invested in Bitcoin a while ago, then we would have a lot of results now. But I think that it's always going on a bullish market, on a optimism, always growth and optimism. I would say always for Bitcoin. And then we also have Ethereum. Ethereum is always going to be the second one after Bitcoin. But as we have analyzed over the years, we have seen that Ethereum actually follows the routine of Bitcoin. So what Bitcoin does also the Ethereum. And then we also have the smaller cryptocurrencies, so we can do a little bit of diversification in the portfolio, not only one or two cryptos, but five, let's say. We can also work with Cardano, and we can also work with Solana, if you have heard. I think you told me that you heard about Solana before.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think why not? So what are the next steps?
So I would like to discuss actually a good amount of money that you would invest in cryptocurrencies, because 15,000 euros would be a good amount of money to invest at first if we were to invest in not only cryptocurrencies, but also other markets. If you are looking to invest only in cryptocurrencies, then I would suggest going a little bit higher, since the risk is a little bit also higher. But also, the return is better.
Hmm? Yeah, better return is always better, of course. So, I'm not. I'm okay. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with taking more risks. I basically have a special amount of money I can invest, but I want to be sure if I spread the investment to make it in the right assets. So it's about 30,000 a total, 30,000 euros in total.
Okay.
So I could start with 15, and then maybe later, if it works fine, we can keep on with the next 15.
Of course, okay. About that amount, we also have a contract. So if you are interested in doing that with a contract, it will be also good for you, since you are going to be risk protected by our company and by me. Not 100%, let's say to 50-60% risk safety, risk protection? What do you think?
50% risk protection only?
No, 50 to 70, excuse me, 70%.
Okay, so my losses would be between 40 and 30%, 50 and 30% loss. Right?
I guess so. But we are going also. We are going to have a goal in mind, okay? And the goal would be, of course, to minimize loss as much as possible. Because, you know, that is also my interest. That is also in my interest. That's how the business relationship is going to work. So, if you make losses, if you, I don't know, have that much percentage of losses, then, of course, I'm going to have losses too. Because I only profit from my own client's profits. Okay, I only get the commission from the profits, not from what the client invests.
What kind of commission?
Excuse me? What kind of commission?
Yeah, you didn't tell me about the commission.
Commission about my work, of course. It's
yeah,
3 to 5%.
3 to 5% from my profit?
Yep.
That's too expensive, yeah. Sorry. That's too expensive.
That's too expensive.
Yeah, that's too expensive.
What would you like it to be? 2.5?
Would I like it to be? No, you don't have to ask me. But I can tell you that other companies, the usual fee for investment is between 0.2% and 0.9%. And you tell me
that's
something
not
about
true.
Three
that's not
to
true f- at all.
That's not true at all. Well, you're not aware, sweetheart. It is. It's definitely.
Man,
you don't take
aware.
More.
Hey, what company is this? What company is this, concretely? Can you tell me?
Yeah, a lot of German company, of course. But you are not a German company,
German
so...
German companies! Oh, yeah, we are not a German company, yeah.
Yeah. You are a Canadian company, yeah, I know.
No, we're not a Canadian company. We're an American company.
American?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, if you can handle out and said like something like, I give you maximum 1 to 1.5%, I will be okay, fine with it.
So, mean to tell me right now, so that I will be working, for example, from 3 months up to 1 year with your investment, because you are not going to do anything. Yeah, I'm going to be the one investing every day. I'm going to be the one looking at your portfolio every day and taking care of it and seeing if there is anything that I need to do and everything like that. You know, studying the market for you 24/7, and you are telling me that you cannot give me 3% minimum, because the minimum in the contract is 3%. And this 3%, I only get it when I actually reach the goal that I have specified there. So in the contract, it's going to be like this. I, Mrs. Beatrix Allison, will guarantee the client, I don't know, 50% profit after this certain amount of time. Okay, after this certain period of time. And if I have not reached this goal, then the client has, I don't know, the right to not give me the minimum of commission of 3%.
Yeah, but it's my money.
So,
and it's my money. You take care of the money. It's my money.
It's my
you
work,
take
though.
Care.
It's my
work, money.
Though.
It's my money.
It's
you
my
take
work,
care.
Though.
It's my
work,
money. Yeah, but without my
it's
money,
my
you have
work,
no work.
Though.
Yeah, without my money, you have no work. So you don't have to talk about it. It's my money. You work with my money, and it's
no,
my rules.
Actually,
okay?
Without your money, I have plenty of work. Without your money, I have plenty of work, and I have.
It's my money, and I decide. It's my money. It's my money. It's my money, and I decide what to do with my money. You don't need to talk about it, sweetheart. Es ist mein Geld, und ich mache mit meinem Geld, was ich will. Und wenn du nicht möchtest, dann ist auch nicht schlimm. Aber ich entscheide, was mein Geld.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. If you don't want to give me commission, then that's fine, you know. But it's kind of illegal, you know.
Illegal?
Don't you think?
No, you can't tell your boss to give you the commission from someone else, but not from me.
No, so if we are going to be with the contract, then of course it is illegal to actually go against the policy in the contract, because they are always in accordance to the laws in FCA and the American state, and also if you do not want the contract, then okay, you will have no risk protection at all. So if you lose everything, you lose everything. I'm sorry.
You can send me the contract. I will look over the contract. And if I agree with the contract and with the fees, I will make the investment. And if not, never mind. I go to another company.
Excuse me? What did you say? I did not hear you. You said, never mind, and then what?
You send me the contract. I have a look with my lawyer over the contract. Okay? If the contract and the fees are appropriate, I will make the investment. If not, never mind. I will go to another company.
Okay, Mr. Kern. Okay. So,
In
the contract, I will probably be, let's say, guaranteeing you 50% of profit. And you have an issue with a commission of 3%.
Okay. Beatrix.
It's no problem. For you.
I don't want to talk about it.
If you want,
Beatrix,
I can speak to the lawyer. It's okay. If you want, I can speak to the lawyers here in our company, so we can talk about maybe taking it a little bit further down. What do you think?
You can bring your lawyer in. It's not a problem.
No. I'm not meaning not my personal lawyer. I'm saying the lawyers in our company that make our contracts. I can talk to them and maybe see if it's possible to take it down a notch. So the commission, I mean. So from 3 maybe to, I don't know, 2.5.
2? What 2?
Would that be more appropriate for you? 2%. 2%?
1.5% maximum.
1.75% maximum.
1.5. That's my last word. If you can handle it, okay. If not, stop bothering me, okay?
Okay, then I will go 1.5.
No, you have to ask your lawyer first, and you can tell the lawyer to call me. So can I talk to your lawyer?
No, Mr. Cairn, this is not my personal lawyer. And
I know,
our clients.
The lawyer of the company. I know, the lawyer of your company.
Yes, stop screaming. My God.
Mein Fresser.
It is not their job to call our clients. So if my lawyer tells me that it's possible to make a contract like that, then I will let you know, okay?
Do you want to talk to my lawyer?
No, thank you.
I can give you my lawyer. He's in the office. I can call my lawyer, and he will ask you some question, and I guarantee you, you will change your mind. I guarantee you will change your mind. So don't mess with my lawyer.
Change my mind about what?
You will change your mind, definitely. About the fees and all other things. What?
I will change my mind about the fees.
Yeah, if you talk to my lawyer.
No, I don't need to talk to anyone about the fees. I have been working like this for 10 years and you are the only one to tell me, oh my God, the fee is too high. I think you are too old. That's what I think.
You know.
But anyways, as I said, I will talk to the lawyers here in our company. But I don't think we are going to work anyways. But if you want, I can still talk to the lawyer and maybe I can get you another broker.
Another broker? Why? I thought you are my broker. I don't understand. What?
You are working with my money. I have just happened. I'm not working with any of your money. I have zero money of yours right now. Yeah, I'm only talking to you because I thought you were interesting. But the way that you are talking to me is very disrespectful, and I do not like your tone at all. Honestly,
you don't have to
really,
don't interrupt me. Just don't interrupt me. That's all. Don't interrupt the client.
I'm not interrupting you. You are interrupting me. What the hell?
You are interrupting all the time. You don't. You think you know it better, but I tell you, and I try to explain something, and you interrupting me all the fucking time. Okay?
Because you are very disrespectful, Mr. Karen.
I'm not disrespectful.
I don't work this way. You are always screaming and saying cuss words at me. And
sweetheart, I am the client. I am the client. I am the customer. And that's at least
that you are the client.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck that you are the client, Mr. Karen.
Now you're proving that you are disrespectful with the client. You prove now that you are the one who is disrespectful. You are disrespectful with me.
Sure.
Did you listen to it?
Okay, yes.
Have you listening to it?
Uh-huh,
what you said?
Yeah,
you don't give a fuck?
Yeah.
Give me, okay.
What the hell? I work independently, Mr. Karen. If one client doesn't want to work with me, then I don't have to go convince them to work with me. I don't have to convince them at all to work with me. If they don't want to work, then they can go fuck themselves. I don't have to convince them to work with me, okay?
Mm.
So, if you want to make money, I am here. But if you are here to make mind games with me and word games with me, you are not with the right person on the phone, okay? So, I can talk to whoever I like, however I like, because I work independently. I work for my own money, okay? I don't get a base wage here. For example, if you want to know that, I only get the profits that I make with my own work. Okay? So, it offends me when you tell me that 3% is very low, is very high, very expensive. What the hell? Come on now. Come on. Who are you playing with? Once you give me a German lesson, and now you are giving me, you are talking to me in English like you are from, I don't know, America or something. And this whole time I've been telling you that I'm from Canada, and you haven't had any, I don't know, you haven't made any, you haven't said any word that, okay, I can speak English too. I don't know if you are human or not. And you keep criticizing me and correcting me. Let's not forget, you are not criticizing me. You are correcting me on my German, on my German language. So if you do not like my German language, then why couldn't you speak English in the first place with me? I don't understand that at all. And if you are so rich as you make it to say, you have companies, you have that, you have an offer for me, you have this, you have that, why invest $30,000? Invest $300,000? What is this? Why? What the hell? I'm waiting for an answer.
Have you finished your monologue?
It wasn't a monologue, but if you want to call it like that, okay, sure. I was talking to you, actually, but it's okay.
To me, it was a monologue. You weren't talking to anybody. So I want to talk to your boss.
No,
give me your boss.
And my boss is not here. I work alone.
You have no boss? Oh, you're your own boss?
No, I work independently, as I said. The company gives me only the resources to make the money, to make the profits, okay? And I am alone in the office.
Nice. Okay.
What do you want to say to my boss? Come on. No, for real. I won't be mad. What are you going to what do you want to say to my boss? Do you want to say that Beatrix Allison is disrespectful towards the client? For you, what do you want to say? Tell me, what do you want to say to my boss? Are you going to stay silent, or are we having a discussion? I don't understand.
Me, your boss. I want to talk to your boss.
As I said, he's not here. And I will not call him or get him to come here only because you want to say, for example, that Miss Beatrix is being disrespectful towards me. Oh my God, I'm so hurt. What do you want to say to my boss, for example? If you give me a very important reason, then I will call him and let him know that he has to come here by my office.
It's none of your business.
It's none of my business what you talk to my boss? Of course it is my business.
No, it's not.
Yep, it is.
I am the boss of my company. I'm talking to the boss of your company. It's a boss thing. You're not a boss. You're not a chief. You're just an employee. So give me your boss. I talk to other boss. I am a boss of my company, and I talk to your boss. That's a boss
this
thing.
Employee,
okay?
This simple employee that you are talking about has billions.
Don't start with the monologue again.
Billions of money, billions of euros of the company on her own hands every day.
Yeah.
So do you think I'm such a simple employee as you think?
Yeah?
When you don't want to hear what I have to say, that means it's that you don't have anything to say back, you know? You are lost for words. You have lost the argument, Mr. Kern. If you are not going to speak, then should I hang up or what?
I am not lost of words. I just have words you will not understand. So give me your boss.
You have words that I will not understand? Oh my God. When you have learned English, you don't even know where I was. You don't even know where I was.
I speak English the way you speak German.
Okay, and you speak very shitty English.
Like you, exactly.
I know. I have never said that.
I have to adapt my level to your understanding. That's why.
You have to adapt your level to my understanding.
Yeah, of course. You're just an employee, you're not a boss.
Speak English in the level that you actually know. Do you know English in C2?
No, better not. You will not understand. You will not understand. Don't try it.
Come on. Make me feel stupid. Make me feel dumb. Oh, please. It's been a long time since I felt stupid. Come on.
Are you making yourself dumb from all the time? Do you know? Yeah.
Why?
You're making yourself the dumbest to the whole community.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Why?
Yeah, I want to know a reason. Can I not?
You can know the reason. I don't know if you understand it because you are... I am speechless about your dumbness.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm so sorry.
But I can't explain you why. No, not because you're a woman. You're just really, really dumb. You're a dumb person. You probably look good, as I told you, no? You probably look good, you have a nice ass. So my question is, have you ever been fucked in the ass before?
No, actually not.
You have no sexual experience yet, right?
No.
Would you like to be fucked in the ass?
No, I actually wouldn't. Maybe your mother would.
Okay. Sorry? Do you know why you are the dumbest? Do you want me to tell you?
Because I'm your sister and we were born from the same mother.
No. God, thanks God. Thanks God, you're not my sister. I can tell you. Almost 500,000 people, 500,000 people are listening to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Because ich löse mein Deutsch auch, weil du bist zwar dumm, aber du verstehst noch ein bisschen Deutsch. Wir haben dich die ganze Zeit verarscht. Du bist auf YouTube. Und es wird ein geiles Video mit dir geben, okay, weil du einfach nur eine dumme, kleine Betrügerin bist. You are a scammer, and you know that you are a scammer, and we are playing with you all the time. And I have a nice video with you. Three videos with Beatrix, Allison, fake name. You are from, I suppose, Bulgaria, Macedonian, Czech, Russian girl. I don't know where you're from, but you know that your name is not your name. You are a scammer, you are a criminal little bitch. And I was playing with you all the time. And it's a fantastic. Thank you for the videos. I know, because you're dumb.
I didn't know that at all. Oh my God. It's not obvious at all that you are making fun all the time. Yeah, it's not obvious at all. I don't know what your name is or whatever, but I'm going to call you Olaf, okay? Olaf, our company is actually licensed, and you can go look it up wherever you want. It's no problem.
I did.
Okay.
Your company is almost 50 days. Your websites. It's a completely new website created. I checked everything. And you know what?
You checked because I didn't actually send you any email.
You don't have. You're a scammer. Just be a proud person of yourself and say, I'm a scammer because the country I'm coming from, I don't make money, and you are criminal. So you are stealing money from people, talking about investment, and all the thing you talk me about investment were absolutely bullshit because you have no experience in investment. Do you know that? I was playing with you all the time. The video is amazing. It will be an amazing video.
I've had so much fun.
I made a thumbnail, with your face. I just asked ChatGPT to make a face of you because I don't know how you look like. A sexy picture of a woman with a sexy dress sitting in a call center and her boss behind her, listening to her talking, while you are telling me bullshit, and I made some speaking bubbles in German. Ich spreche kein Deutsch, weil ich komme aus Kanadien. You know, all this kind of thing. And it will be an amazing video in three parts, because we speak 2 days ago, we speak yesterday, and we speak today. It will be a three-part video with Beatrix Allison, the scammer from a fucking company that will disappear after a few days, because we will put down that website because you are talking to a scam beta. Do you know what a scam beta is?
No,
we destroy call center like yours.
I have nothing to know about that.
Yeah, because you're a scammer, sweetheart. You're a scammer.
And I have nothing to do with a scammer.
I tell you what, sweetheart, you cannot prove that you're a scammer. You cannot prove that you are not a scammer, okay?
You are criminal.
Okay. Do you want to talk to my lawyer? My lawyer.
The second that you pass the YouTube video, I am going to press charges against you, okay? You are going to see. Because we are actually a licensed company, and I don't want you to...
Where are you licensed? Which company is your license? Hey, honey. Hi, honey. Die hat die ganze Zeit gewusst, natürlich, ganz klar.
Natürlich. Ey, das ist so geil. Ich wette, sie wird wieder anrufen. Ich könnte mir vorstellen, dass sie wieder anruft. Das wäre geil.
Tschüss, Betrüger.